petrol price potentially by the end of the year at 20 rand a litre or more. Juliet Maguire, motoring journalist, that'll make people think twice about driving a muscle car like the Mustang Mach 1, or no?
Oh my goodness, Todd. The full tank gets you a range of about 350 kilometres. That's it. And I can tell you it doesn't even reach that. So I don't think you should buy a Mustang if you are concerned about fuel pricing.
But if you love a muscle car, then you should.
Absolutely. This is, I remember, I know you drove one back. I think probably we drove one about the same time. I don't know if it was about 2017 or 2018. The Mustang arrived in South Africa in 2016, and it's been so popular. They've sold more than 3,500 since then. I mean, look, it's the best-selling sports car in the world, and it has been for sort of six consecutive years. But this one is pretty special. So it's the Mach 1, which is a limited edition. Back in 2019, there was the Bullet. I don't know if you recall that.
That
Steve McQueen drove in sort of 19 in a movie called Bullet River, 1968. So this is based on a 1968 model. So it pays homage to it. So it's sort of just a little bit more special in that it comes in a fighter jet grey paint finish with grey with orange calipers and everything. But it's also a little bit faster, which obviously a sports car enthusiast is going to enjoy. But I think what makes it so great for me, a Mustang is really good in a straight line. It's known for that, sort of getting from 0 to 100, you know, sort of really quickly and all of that jazz. What this one does, they've sort of tweaked the suspension and done some mechanical enhancements. So it makes it really dynamic to drive. So it's now, I mean, it's a big car, you know, quite wide, quite heavy, but you can sort of throw it into a corner and come out the other side. I mean, obviously doing this legally on a track and everything, not on a public road or a mountain pass. I definitely didn't do that. But it's an absolute joy to drive. And of course, so it should be. But I think also what makes it even more special, who would have thought that I could have my son in the back in a baby seat all quite easily, not when I was going through a mountain pass at all, but it actually is quite good to live with on a day-to-day basis. It's quite comfortable. If you don't mind the stairs, of course.
Yeah.
You know, very flashy, and people want to...
You're a motoring journalist because you welcome the stairs. Come on, let's face it. That's
you know what, John, you wouldn't believe it. I hate a flashy car for the reason that people are staring. Oh. And in fact, I was on the M3 yesterday, in fact, going to Nürtok in a car. A Polo GTI driver came up right behind me, flashed me, because obviously they wanted to have a bit of a dice or something. And I had to roll my window down at the robot and say, I'm sorry, I've got my son in the car. I can't do it. They were so upset with me. They were, you've got a V8. We should be having fun. And I was like, I agree, but sorry, I can't today. So I just went ahead and disappointed people wherever I went with it.
Is there much difference in the performance of this motor car and the drivability of this motor car between this and the 5-liter V8 GT that you and I drove a couple of years ago, whenever it was?
So the only difference is actually 7 kilowatts, because it's got the same engine, just a little bit sort of more tuned. And like I say, they've done some stuff to the suspension and some other sort of mechanical enhancements to it. And a little bit of kit, obviously, that just makes it that extra special. And I mean, it comes in at 1.2 million. The standard one is just over a million. So it's not an enormous price difference. And I think for an enthusiast who wants that, even if it's just 7 kilowatts, they're going to take it.
How many did you say had been sold?
90. So they're only 90.
No, I mean of the full Mustang since they relaunched in South Africa.
Well, so 3,500.
So there's 3,500 people in South Africa who have more than a million rand to spend on a motor car. I mean, and we know that there are many more because they're spending more than that on luxury BMWs and Porsches and Ferraris and Bentley Bentaygas and so on.
Yes. And this, before this even arrived, essentially, so there are only 90 that are coming into South Africa and they've all been sold. I don't think you can even get one now if you wanted to. Which goes to show just how popular they are and how many people are willing either to finance a car of a million rand, I don't even want to know what your repayment would be, or just have that money lying around. I mean, I'd like to meet these people.
But it's really that bad on fuel consumption, Juliet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was, I didn't get to the actual figure before it, I had to drop it off, but I know it was on a range on a full tank with 350Ks. And when I dropped off, I didn't do too much driving. It had dropped down to about 260 or 270. And that's in a matter of a weekend. I mean, and I only drove it on Friday and Sunday. I didn't even drive it on Saturday. Don't tell Ford that, though. They'll be very upset with me.
I think we just have.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Okay. And in that price range, there are other cars, but is there anything that is a competitor in terms of the nature of the car and being behind the wheel? The Nissan 370Z, whatever it's called.
Yes. I don't think so. I think you've got a Toyota Supra and a BMW M2 competition. You're going to have your fans of those. I just don't know if there's anything quite as iconic as a Mustang. You'd probably have your Jaguar F-Type fans wanting, you know, something like that, which is just a little bit more elegant, I suppose. But there's something, none of them seem to have that muscle car attraction that a Mustang has. Well, certainly not for me and what I've driven.
Okay. If a million rand fell into your lap via a lotto ticket that you picked up on the street and went to check what was in it and you won several million rand, you might buy one.
No, I would never buy one because I'd hate everyone staring at me. But if I had to choose...
You really hate it that much?
Yeah, I really... It really is. It's an amazing conversation starter wherever you go. But sometimes I just want to pop to the shop. This must be what famous people feel like. Pop to the shop and have no one notice you. And also then you tend to mess up a bit. You know, like you hit the curb by mistake because everyone's watching you. So I just get myself into a fluster. That's my own issues. But I think everybody else would probably love every minute of it. Yeah. I know you would, John.
Yeah, I had that the 5-litre V8 for the GT for a week. And I absolutely loved it. I adored that motor car.
And you didn't mind the stairs?
Well, you know, I'm used to them. People come up to me in Woolworths and look at what is in my shopping basket. So people looking at me in a Mustang is really easy to deal with. Somebody came up to me in the gym this morning. Said, "You John Matham?" I said, "Yes." He said, "You really drive me mad on the radio in the afternoon." So.
Oh, well, you used to it then, John. I'm not.
Juliet Maguire will be telling us about another motor car, perhaps not one as immediately watchable as the Mustang, the Mach 1, in 2 weeks' time. Motoring journalist Juliet Maguire.